I came into music throughout my, you know, childhood days, basically, whatever, just around the house with mom, you know what I'm saying? And I just learned it from by ear, based from her, you know what I'm saying? No, really, it's just a natural thing came with me, you know. And I used to stand around the house and just sing, you know what I'm saying? She's washing and this, and I'm just woo, singing around. She would teach me songs, you know what I'm saying? Well, the Lord's Prayer, based, everybody knows that. That should, you know, but however the fact. And then, oh, Mary, don't you weep. Tell Martha not to moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. You know, tunes like that in terms, you know. And I guess some intimate songs, what she felt that was good songs, you know. I started out playing, like, I guess when I was 13, 14, 15 or whatever, with group singing. Had a group called the Bell Tones, you know what I'm saying? And we played all around St. Louis. We played with Steve Madison and all those guys just standing there. I worked with Mama's Pride. I worked with them right before they got big and this and that and did their thing or whatever. But around town, you know, that's all I've been doing, just traveling and singing, and that's been my life. I worked a few jobs here and there, you know. I mean, I did some honest, you know what I mean? I didn't go out and rob people and all that stuff, like, which I wanted to now, really. But however, music's just been my world, man, you know, and that's all I know.
How'd you end up moving from kind of like singing at home to actually singing out with people?
Oh, well, we were doing, like, they used to call it sock hops, you know, like high school things and all of this and that, grade school stuff, you know, a little schools have programs and all, you know. So I graduated from, you know, Freshon High School here. And we just got together as a bunch of guys, you know. We'd hang out. We lived around one another, you know, in the area in terms. And we'd do WAP on the corners, this, that, and the other. It was just like that, you know, that kind of thing. And we came into singing with the for the YMCA and, you know, little outside venues and this and that, you know, around the city and all, you know. And we get invited, you know, this and that. So that's kind of how that came about, the club action. When we got old enough, then we were able to get out, you know, and experience out, you know, the alcohol, whatever, you know.
I was going to ask you how then that yeah. evolution came about, that you went out from playing schools to playing in clubs.
Totally different, man. It don't take but one time to have just a sip of wine and get plastered, man. It's like, oh, I'll never do that again. And next week, here you go again, you know. So you know, they like you. You well kept, you know what I'm saying? But then, too, you can get into trouble at the same time, you know what I'm saying? So this music kind of kept me out of that rim outside, you know, out there, drugs and all of this. And I've been around it, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen where guys that I went to school with, grew up with, it's just bad, man, to have to get into that kind of life, because you don't live long. It does things to your brain. It just tears you down, the fact. And I'm like, man, he looks older than me two times, and he's younger than me.
So you're saying a little bit that the music actually was something that kept you out of trouble, right?
Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah, because I was ecstatic with this, man. You know, I love it when the girls run around. Hey, ooh, he's so cute. And, you know, so I mean, I'm ready for this. You know, let's hang out with him, man. He's cool, you know, like that, yeah.
So let's actually talk a little bit about the Tiny Desk concert and your submission. I'm really curious, what's the story behind this song that you actually chose to sing and to submit to the contest?
Well, what, Someone to Love, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that song there just came in about, we were just sitting around in turn, see, because most of the songs on the CD itself, you know, Paul and I and Kevin are, you know, collaborated. But Someone to Love is just like, you know, a lonely guy, you know. It's like, oh, man, he's sitting around just thinking of why his life is not taking off. He's not married. He's not got 10 kids and whatever it about, you know. But everybody needs somebody.
You've been playing music for a while here in the city of St. Louis. Right. How do you think the city itself has actually affected your music?
I'll let Paul kind of explain that.
So, from my perspective, St. Louis music is super diverse and varied. Like, if you go to the blues clubs, you're not going to hear just blues. You're going to hear R&B, soul, and from song to song to song. It's very eclectic. So, as a consequence, Roland can go any direction that a band throws at him. You give him a good groove and interesting chords, he will come up with something unique and cool on top of it in his own velvety smooth way. So that Someone to Love song, when we wrote that and recorded that, the first time he heard those chords was that day, me on an acoustic guitar. It was just me and him. Uh-huh. And uh-huh. he literally improvised those words and melody over it. We wrote it in the moment together, and that was it. That's how the song came about. You throw him something cool, and he rises to the occasion.
How do you think that came about, to be able to like just take something like that and run with it?
I guess it's the flow of the feel of the moment at the point. Because, see, everything has an emphasis to it, you know, in a sense where you play a B chord, you play a G, the D, but everything has its mood and its saying too. And that part, just God gave me that, okay? It just came from the top. And that's it.